Today we're going to talk about self-endangerment for healthcare providers. Very unfortunately, at times when someone is treating someone with COVID, so there is the risk of infection, that the healthcare provider may be infected with COVID. And the question is, does he have a responsibility to treat patients if he knows that he has a potential possibility of getting sick himself? The requirement to help someone is based on, and to, if someone is dying, if someone's life is in grave harm, is from Parshas Kedoshim Perek Yutes Pasuk Tes Zayin, which states, Lo Samar Adam Reyecha, you shouldn't stand idly by the blood of your friend. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Choshen Mishpat, Siman Tavchav Vav Seif Aleph codifies this halacha, where he says that if you see your friend who's drowning at sea, or there are thieves coming, or there's a wild animal coming, and you can save the person, so then you have a responsibility to do so. And if you don't do that, then you violate the Torah prohibition of Lo Samar Adam Reyecha. But the question is, what if your potential, there's a suffix, Sakanas Nefashos, by you trying to save someone, you can put yourself into potential harm. Now, perhaps the countervailing argument would be what's called Chayecha Kodmim. We know that, let's say, if you have, the Gemara says that if you have one jug of water, and you have that jug of water, and we only have enough, and you're walking the desert with a friend, and only one, if one of you drinks it, you will live, and if both of you drink, you'll both die. So you can, if you own the jug of water, you can drink it yourself, and you will live, and your friend will not live, based on the principle of Chayecha Kodmim, that your life comes first. So what if you don't help the other person, the person will most certainly die. And you, if you don't help the person, it's only a suffix, it's only a doubt whether you'll be harmed or not. So does his vadai sakana, does his certain danger override your suffix sakana, potential danger? So there's Yerushalmi in Trumos, which describes a situation where there was a Talmid Chacham, a sage who was taken captive, Rav Yochanan, said, prepare the tachrichim, prepare the burial shrouds. And Reish Lakish, who actually was a former bandit, so he probably was a little bit skilled in warfare, and he said, I'm going to save him, either I'm going to kill or I'm going to be killed. And based on this Yerushalmi, if we take this Yerushalmi and we agree with Reish Lakish's position, in the Kesef Mishnah, actually in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Daled cites the Yerushalmi, that based on Reish Lakish's argument, that you are obligated to put yourself in a doubtful, dangerous situation to save someone who is definitely in a dangerous situation. And the reason is because that the other person's definitely in a state of sakana nefashos. He definitely will die if I don't help him. And I'm only in a suffix sakana. I'm only in a doubtful situation. So that's the Yerushalmi. That's sort of one extreme that says that even if I'm in a suffix sakana, potentially dangerous situation, I have to endanger myself because someone is in a definitive dangerous situation. What's interesting is that this story of Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish is not found in the Talmud Bavli. The classic Rishonim do not discuss this this story or this halacha. The Rush, the Rif, the Ram do not quote this halacha from the Yerushalmi, and the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah don't quote it. And therefore, and the Aruch HaShulchan says this explicitly in Siman Tav Chavav, that he says that V'harishonim ishmidu zeh b'bnei shebishah shelot ha-muchach she'enu chayv l'hachlis etz atzmo. The Aruch HaShulchan, among others, believe that the Talmud Bavli does not quote this story. I'm sorry. The Rishonim do not quote the Talmud Yerushalmi, this halacha, that you are obligated to place yourself in a suffix sakana because the Bavli doesn't quote this story. So presumably this is the debate between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, and we pass like the Bavli here, and therefore we reject the Yerushalmi. But the Yerushalmi is one position. You're obligated to put yourself in a doubtful situation because of Lo Samar Adam Reyecha, Chayecha Kodmim, your life comes first. Yeah, but if you only have a doubtful situation, your friend has a definitive situation, your friend's situation comes first. The Radvaz has an opposite position, an opposite extreme position. In one of his tshuvos, in Chela Gimel, Simon Tafresh Chav Zayin, he writes at the end of the tshuva that if there's a suffix sakanas nefashos and you put yourself in potential danger to save someone, he says, chosid shote, you are a pious fool. That his own potential doubtful situation is more important than his friend's definitive situation. Chayecha Kodmin wins out, even if it's only a suffix, a doubtful situation. So we have two extremes. We have the Yerushalmi, which says you're obligated to put yourself in a doubtful situation to save your friend, versus the Radvaz, who says not only are you not obligated, but if you do, you're a fool, you're a chassid shote. Rav Moshe Feinstein has an in-between position. Moshe Feinstein, Nigros Moshe, Yoredea Chelak Bey, Simon Kuf Ayin Dalin, Anaf Dalid. So he makes the following argument. He first says that, on the one hand, Lo Samal Adam Riacha, the mitzvah to not stand idly by when your friend's in danger, is like any lav, is like any Torah prohibition. And we know that you're obligated to fulfill all the mitzvahs of the Torah, both the mitzvahs Aseh and the mitzvahs Lo Taseh. However, you're not obligated to fulfill a mitzvahs Lo Taseh if it can possibly lead to sakanos nefashos. For example, let's say you're starving and you have no food, and the only food that you can get, and let's say if you don't get food, you might starve to death. And the only food that you can get is non-kosher food. So there's a Torah prohibition not to eat non-kosher food. But everyone will agree that you are obligated, that you should feed yourself. You should eat non-kosher food if it means that you're going to save your life. In other words, a mitzvah lo taseh can be set aside in order to save your life. So one would think that the mitzvah of lo samal adam re'echa is a mitzvah not to stand idly by when your friend is dying. So that's a mitzvah lo taseh. So you're not obligated to do that if it might cause yourself to lose your life. Just like you can violate the prohibition of eating non-kosher food to save your life, so also you can violate the prohibition of not standing idly by when your friend's in danger in order to save your life. You don't have to save someone if it will cause you potential harm. That's step one in Ramosha's argument. But then he says, Vimkein, in l'chayv l'hachlitz atzmo l'savik sakana gam bishvil l'hatzel nevesh chaveru. So therefore, you're not obligated to put yourself in danger, even to save your friend's life. But then he says, Mistaber, but it's logical. Shiachiluk lav the lo tamal adam reyecha mishar lavim linyan iser. He says, but it seems to me there's a difference between the lav, the prohibition of lo tamal adam reyecha, and other lavim. Why? Because lahatzil nefesh chaveru af shegamkin hurak bi iser lav yemuter lahachnis atzmo b'safek meachar dal kol podim yutzal nefesh mi Yisrael. Lo samal adam reyecha is not any ordinary prohibition. For this prohibition, you should be allowed to put yourself in danger. Why? Because what are you doing here? You are saving someone's life. It's a tremendous mitzvah. It's not like the prohibition of not eating non-kosher food. Certainly, you should eat non-kosher food to save your life. But here, it's not simply don't stand idly by when your friend is being harmed, oh, you're going to violate a lav. Here you can save a life. So Moshe says that this lav is different than any other lav, and therefore he argues that you would be allowed to put yourself in a potentially situation. He rejects the Radvaz that you are a chassid shote, that you're a pious fool if you put yourself in a suffix sakana, because here you are potentially saving someone's life, and therefore you would be allowed to put yourself in this situation. He also says that, you know, not every risk is the same, and that the Tzitz Eliezer sort of like this makes this point more explicit in Chelek Ches Simon Tes Vav, Perek Yud, Os Yud Gimel. There the Tzitz Eliezer writes that Ulam Tzarech Lishkol Hayin Heitev Im Yesh Bo Savik Sakana. You need to really examine the nature of the danger and how dangerous it is for you not to save, not to, you know, not to put yourself in harm's way. And therefore, that he thinks the Tzitz Eliezer also agrees to Rav Moshe Feinstein's argument, essentially, that he says maybe you're not chayav midin to save, to put yourself in potential danger, but you have to weigh this issue a lot to see whether there really is a suffix sakana. The other person might be, it might be a very grave danger. For you, it might only be a minor danger. But it seems that we have sort of this third position, which essentially says, not that you're a chassid shote, not that you're a fool if you save someone's life, not, and to put, and you put yourself in a suffix sakana, not that you're obligated to do so, but you're allowed to. It's not a, like, it's not a typical lav. It's one where you can save someone's life, and therefore you certainly it's not a prohibition, and especially if the danger might be much less than the danger that the other person is in. In Ishmash Avraham, again in Choshe Mishpat Siman Tav Chavav, he makes another argument, and he wants to say maybe a doctor is different. He says the following. He says, "Lichora, lama ein chiyuv ala rofe letapel b'chol cholosh ish bo sakana, or a filu suffix sakana shemavakish es roso." Shouldn't a doctor definitely be obligated to treat someone who has a danger, halomi, or a potential danger? Halomi chiyuv osali os rofe or achor achos. Who obligated you to become a medical practitioner? Halo haim lo al tnai zeh nichnas l'miksoz. Didn't he enter into this for this, into this profession for this, based on this? So there's obviously some danger in his work. And he's not like regular people. He's not like a regular person who perhaps doesn't have any obligation to put himself into a suffix sakana in order to save someone. And he wants to say that that's pashut, that a doctor should not flee if he can help cholim, should not flee from his job, but he should do what he can, and in order to help people. And he brings a case where Akiva Eger told doctors during a cholera epidemic in the 19th century that they should help the patients, and even though there's potentially some risk. Again, it could be a question, he says, of how much risk, if it's real versus a potential. But he takes the view that maybe there's a difference between a doctor and a non-doctor, a medical professional, a non-medical professional. So this is sort of, I guess, a fourth view that we're saying here is the following. That on the one hand, chayecha kodmim, so you don't put yourself in a suffix sakana. On the other hand, lo samar adam riecha. You should try to help. You should try to, don't stand idly by. So you have these two conflicting values. The way Rav Moshe comes out seems to say it's permitted because of the situation that you can save a life. So Moshe would say you'd be allowed to. And the Nishmas Avram, it says maybe specifically a doctor, because it may be, I'm just thinking, maybe when the Torah says harapo yarape, and so you have, the Torah allows you to heal someone. Perhaps the Torah also allows you to heal someone knowing full well that you're going to put yourself in a potentially life-threatening situation at times, and you're allowed to. That's your job. Your job is to help people, just like we know that when it comes to wartime. So people fight in battle. The Torah clearly contemplates the idea of war. Ah, how can you fight a war? Isn't it suffix sakana? You're putting yourself on the line. So obviously there are certain exceptions carved out to the rule that you can't put yourself in a state of sakana. One is war. And it seems that Nishmas Avram is saying that someone who enters into the medical profession, the medical field, also has, that's also carved out exception, that you're also allowed to put yourself in a potential and suffix sakana. Rav Asher Weiss dealt with a shaila specifically in this time period when it comes to the COVID-19, he was asked the following question. This is he wrote a kuntras on many different shilas that he received in COVID. And in question number 8, he was asked, what about the possibility, if you're a Hatzalah member, should you treat people with COVID if your wife has multiple sclerosis. So Rav Asher Weiss explains that generally, you know, based on what we've said until now, is that sometimes you have to weigh the level of sakana. If you're putting yourself potentially in danger to save someone, you have to weigh how much sakana, how much danger it is to you, and how much danger it is to your friend if you don't help him. And he cites an earlier tshuva where he wrote that any sakana, any danger that for the person who's saving is very small, and the sakana for the person who's being saved is very high if he doesn't save him, so then it's a very good thing to do to try to save the person. However, he says, in this situation, he's not so sure whether the person in Hatzalah should treat these COVID patients. Why? He says, because here, first of all, it's very clear. Well, first of all, here, COVID is very contagious, and it's hard to evaluate the danger. And he says that from statistics, it seems that a very high percentage of people who, COVID patients were medical professionals. So the question then is, are you allowed to put your wife in danger in order to save others? Your wife has multiple sclerosis, so then she's compromised. She's in a compromised situation. So it's one thing to put yourself in a situation that maybe you're allowed to, but to put your wife in that situation because you're going to come home, so that's really a big question whether you can do that. And he is reluctant to say that a Hatzalah member should be involved in these cases, in these situations, as much as the Hatzalah member obviously wants to help out. But if you're potentially putting your wife in danger and there are potentially other people who can come to the rescue, he thinks this is a mitzvah, this esher lasu de acherim. So if those are the facts, that it's something that other people can help, obviously you want to share your burden, the burden of responsibility. You're a Hatzalah member, you want to share the burden of responsibility. But if this is something where other people can help, and you are putting your wife in danger because she is compromised, so then he thinks that really one shouldn't be involved in these in Hatzalah, whatever situation, these Hatzalah calls with COVID patients because of the danger. So just to summarize what we said in the shir, we have these conflicting values. Chayecha kol mim, your life takes precedence. On the other hand, lo saman adam reyecha, don't stand out libar when you can save someone. If you don't, it's an iser, it's a lav, it's a lotase. So are you allowed to put yourself in a suffix sakana? So there is Yerushalmi where Rish Lakish said, I'm going to put myself in a situation of suffix sakana to save someone. However, the Bali doesn't quote this story. And some Achronim write that because the Bavli doesn't quote this, that's why the Rishonim don't quote this Yerushalmi. And that's not the halacha. We don't, even though the Yerushalmi says, and the Kesef Mishnah cites the Yerushalmi and says that you are obligated to put yourself in a suffix sakana, we don't paskin like this. And indeed, the Radvaz has the other extreme, and he says, not only are you not obligated to put yourself in a suffix sakana, you are forbidden to do so. And if you do that, you're a chassid shota, you are a pious fool. Ramosha says, not so fast. Ramosha says that the lav of Lo Sama Dam Reicha is different than any other lav, because normally speaking, you shouldn't put yourself in a potential danger. You should set aside a lotase in order so that you should live. But here, it's not simply a regular lav. This is to save someone's life, and therefore you could put yourself in a potential danger. You're allowed to in order to save someone's life. This seems to be the position of the Tzitz Eliezer. And also the question is, how much of a danger? You have to weigh how much of a danger it's to you, how much of a danger it is to the other person. And the Nishmas Avraham suggests that maybe it's a little different between a doctor and other patients. That when it comes to a doctor, the doctor, since he went into this field, so maybe then he has specifically as a responsibility to put himself into potential danger in order to save someone. So he may be obligated to put himself in a suffix sakana. Perhaps this is similar to someone like to wartime situation where we know you can put yourself in a situation of suffix sakana. And then we saw the Minchas Asher, fine, the medical professional could put himself in danger, but it doesn't give you the right to put someone else in danger, but like a spouse who is compromised, and even though you might be strong and you might not feel the effects of COVID, but you could carry it and give it to someone who is compromised, so that you should not, he thought that you should not put your wife in danger, who is sick, in order to save someone, and rather have someone else be involved in these life-threatening procedures. Again, hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring about a refuah bikarov.